Grace got me on the four rosaries.
Maybe 9 months now that I've been praying four every day. I was in her room and she had marked that she did two. I was like, how can she do two in a day? It was just amazing to me. I'm like, where is she getting this love and pure devotion?
Born and raised Catholic, but really didn't care. I felt a call to seek him in college. In the beginning, I was a bit more sola scriptura, you know, Bible alone. I was kind of thinking, I don't need the church. I don't need the structure, and I don't need a building, and I don't need priests. I think when I started looking into the Catholic Church, it was more to protect myself, more to disprove it. I started reading all about the history, right? The faith of our fathers, reading about what they believed in the year 100, 200, 300, the history of the Bible, the history of, you know, Nicene Creed. The creed that we say at the Catholic Mass was around since before the Bible was formed. I mean, it's kind of, I started learning the history. All of a sudden I'm like, oops, right? I'm like, I came to a realization I'm very wrong.
When I met my husband in college, faith was important to both of us, but we grew together, which makes it more powerful, I think. As we grew in our relationship and we got married, we got to a point where we would never miss Mass. And, you know, we were learning more, like the things we didn't know growing up, even though we both went to Catholic school. We keep growing together, and I think, Ben, what has made our marriage so strong?
Where the rosary came in, what got me in the beginning, well, there's the 15 promises of Mary. It's kind of cheat code, right? When I learned about that, I said, why would anybody not pray the rosary?
One thing I remember also that drove me to the rosary is learning about the 15 promises of Mary.
You know, it's the closest thing to guarantee heaven, where she's promising to lead you to be at the point you need to be when you die so that you go to heaven.
My devotion to the rosary started in the car with my parents. We would just pray it occasionally on long car rides.
Anybody that has kids knows they don't do what you say, they watch what you do. Because I prayed one every day, I'd pray in the car sometimes, they'd see it. I'd be on my knees every morning. You know, there's those studies out there that they're more likely to take a faith with their father. You read that, that's scary. As a dad, that's very scary. It's like the responsibility we have. So it's more just doing it myself. I think, you know, Grace and Lily, they came in their own time. And same with Kate.
He is the spiritual rock of our family. I think when our children see his devotion and how important our Catholic faith and going to Mass and devotion to Mary is to him, it has helped all of us.
I've seen amazing growth for myself in the last about 18 months when Grace got me on the four rosaries.
From my parents' influence, I started praying a daily rosary on my own, although I didn't have strong personal convictions. One day I was tempted with two reasons as to why I should stop praying it. The first was that I didn't have enough time, and the second was because I was praying them poorly, which were both really bad reasons to give it up, but I listened anyway and stopped praying my daily rosary. You either give up the sin or you give up the rosary. And there was one sin in particular that I felt really guilty about and had fallen into hundreds of times. The summer before my sophomore year of high school, I went on a Catholic camp and they had confession available. The sin that was most weighing on my heart, I confessed it, never committed it again. And when I had this major starting point of my conversion, I was praying a daily rosary again. One day I was given the opportunity to play videos for a class. The last one I picked was testimonies on praying four rosaries a day. And I felt a strong tug on my heart, thought to myself, how can I play this for others if I don't believe it enough to do it myself? And this tug on my conscience, if I had to put it into words, I knew what it was saying. Now pray the four rosaries.
Now, since she's gotten so much stronger in her faith, she like emits joy. But it is, my husband and I talk about it, like she'll just come out and want to talk and feel so joyful, and it's not what you always would expect from a teenage girl, like, because she has Jesus in her heart.
When I started praying four rosaries, I never expected either of my parents to start praying four rosaries. I told them that I did pray four rosaries, but I wasn't really like preaching to them every day or really trying to convince them. But my dad brought it up to me that he was considering it, and so I encouraged him in that. And he went from praying one to four in a day and has continued to do so ever since then. And my mom, after that, I think she was going through some suffering, which helped her to draw closer to the Lord And she also had the same grace and inspiration to start praying 4 rosaries a day. So again, I just gently encouraged her, and she went from praying 1 rosary to 4 rosaries in a day, and has also continued to keep praying 4 rosaries ever since then.
Recently, I went through a bit of a struggle last summer with some insomnia and anxiety, and it was kind of debilitating to me, and not to sound dramatic, but it was a really rough time. And my daughter Grace was praying 4 rosaries, and which, to be honest, at first I thought was kind of crazy. It seemed hard to find time for one. I had read the book The Secret of the Rosary prior to that, and it talked about that, but I felt the tugging towards it, but the laziness in me didn't want to commit to that much. When she saw that I was struggling, she suggested it, but it was out of pure love. There was no judgment whether I said yes or not. It was purely her wanting me to experience the peace and joy that she's found from it. As of last August, maybe 9 months now, that I've been praying 4 every day. And now I can't imagine not doing it, which is kind of crazy how that works. I think we both started to do 4 close to the same time. I think he might have started a little before me.
Now I go to daily mass, and now it's like no-brainer. It's the absolute best part of my day. Why in the world wouldn't I go to daily mass? Yet 5 years ago, I'd be like, what kind of psycho goes to daily mass? I've seen amazing growth for myself in the last about 18 months when Grace kind of said, hey, you got to watch this video about the 7 Sorrows of Mary. So I started meditating on the 7 Sorrows of Mary and then also praying the 4 Rosaries. And somebody told me, and it might have been his video, that if you ask Mary, Mother of Sorrows, while you're meditating to reveal your sinfulness to you, she will. She did. You kind of confess regularly, but I was kind of shown all the people I led to sin through my sinfulness. It's like, holy cow. So I pray for a lot more people every day because I'm like, sorry, all you people. If you're watching this, life's a progression. We've all, at different times and in different ways, we've all gotten holier and holier. You know, so I've seen the fruits. There's a lot of things that, through the 4 rosaries and the 7 sorrows, just popped. I think also like drunkenness in Wisconsin here, we drink, I think, more than most states, and we justify it. And that's one also that just, I see the fruits since that over the last 18 months. It's like, I don't want to get drunk anymore. And again, if someone told me 3 years ago, hey, Bill, you're not going to sit on a driveway and have beers with your buddies, I'd be like, no way. That's important, right? Mary, the grace, it's purely grace. Any of my changes I've made, I wish I could say I was holy. I'm not. I've sought just wealth, honor, power, and pleasure in my entire life. And that's where I would beg people to pray to Rosary, because she will bring you. She will bring you to her son. And it's not even work. It's actually peace, right? It's not, people think, oh, that's hard. She changes you, and actually you realize how miserable you were rather than it being hard.
I know most people say they don't have time for it, but I think when something becomes a priority, you make time for it. For me personally, I am a runner, so I pray a lot on my runs.
In high school especially, there's just a lot of temptations in every direction. And even though it seems like in high school that it's impossible to find time for the rosary, every single time I added a rosary, I didn't think that I would have the time to add it, but I just kept on finding the time. I kept on being able to add them, and God just gave me the grace, even when I thought I would be too busy.
Yeah, so the 7 sorrows I pray every day. That's kind of my last prayers before going to bed, meditate on the 7 sorrows. The 4 rosaries, and I've heard Gabi say it, where it's like it's almost easier than one. I almost agree. When you go to 4, you know, what's nice is you're doing it through the day then, which should be your entire life should be with the Lord. So it kind of reminds you what matters through the day. So I'll typically do one in the morning on my way to Mass. At a minimum, I'm doing my 2nd by noon, 3rd by 3, 4th by 6. You know, I'll kind of be like, oh, you know, I haven't prayed my rosary yet. For me, it's that distraction. It's not, it's just the opposite. Our whole world without, if you're not inviting Christ into anything we're doing, your whole life's a distraction. Remind yourself, okay, focus again here, what's life about? Between these rosaries, have I been doing anything where I'm not inviting the Lord into my life? It's amazing when you invite God in just throughout your day. And the more I pray, the more time, I have way more free time. And how that works, obviously, you know, He controls space and time, so.
Praying together is powerful too. And so as a family, we'll pray on the way to Mass or to family, or we'll try to do a full rosary, but if we only have time for a few decades, we pray together a lot, which become so normal to me, but then sometimes I almost need to realize how amazing it is that's become so important for our family. And I feel like our kids have grown with it, that it's so regular for them. But Grace is kind of unique because I'm kind of learning from her.
Now with the graces of the rosary, Our Lady has led me closer to her son. I go to daily mass, make frequent visits to Our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament at our school chapel. I've given talks to other high school students. I do mental prayer. And now I'm even seriously discerning a vocation as a Carmelite nun. I don't know what I would do without the graces of the rosary. After the sacrifice of the mass, there truly is no prayer more powerful. If you feel the tugging on your heart, following it will be one of the best decisions of your life.
Let's close in a Hail Mary. In the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,
now and at the hour of our death.
Amen.
In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
My dear friends, I have a special announcement. I have written a book called The Power of the Rosary, and the last chapter, it's a collection of short and convicting testimonials, just like in this video. If you love watching our testimonial videos, the last chapter alone is worth the price of the book. And I have a special offer starting right now. The first 1,000 pre-orders on the Sophia Institute website. I will personally sign your book. The Power of the Rosary, check it out at sophiainstitute.com/Power of the Rosary.